Hello, how are you? I'm working on translating some folktales from Okinawa because I might be able to connect them with the upcoming visual novel. Not the one we're working on now, but the next one that will be much more involved story-wise. I really want to include some real, more obscure folktales in the story. But as none of those are near done, I chose a story this month from closer by. Shimada City. It's right next to Fujieda, where I live now, and here are a couple things about it. It was an outlying fortification to Kakegawa Castle, which was built in the Sengoku era, the Warring States period. Its purpose was to control who crossed over the Oi River, the Oigawa. This was important, of course, to keep the castle safe. I just learned, even though I live like 15 minutes away from it, the Horai Bridge, which was built in 1879, was the first bridge to be built on the river. If you wanted to cross, you had to do it the old-fashioned way. Wait for the water to recede somewhat, and then hire someone to carry you and your stuff across. Anyway, that's Shimada City, and the following story is a folktale from a temple there. That's still there, by the way, and it's called Daizenji. The story is called Toro no Matsu, or the Lantern Pine. Once upon a time, on the grounds of the Daizen Temple, there stood a great pine tree, bigger than all the rest in the area. It was so big that two adults could stand on either side, stretch their arms around it, and just barely touch their fingers. Every 3 years, the Daizen Temple had a big memorial festival with chants and prayers and other ceremonies to honor all those who have passed away and give ease and comfort to their spirits. It lasted 3 days and 3 nights and was quite the affair, with people coming to attend from all around. Late the night before the start of the festival, all the paper lanterns strung up in the branches of the large pine tree were lit up, creating the most magical spectacle. It was very dark back then, even more so on the grounds of this remote temple. But for a few nights every 3 years, the warm glow of the flickering chōchin illuminated the temple grounds and the roads leading up to it with enchanting light. When the festival ended, all at once the lantern lights went out. The mystery, though, was no one knew who lit the paper lanterns or who extinguished them. Every year, the Osho, head abbot of the temple, wondered about this. He'd say to himself, "There are strange things in this world, aren't there?" and shake his head. But then one year, he was working late getting everything ready for the following day's festivities. He decided to go out and get some fresh air before turning in. Standing there in front of the temple, he heard a sound, chika-chika, chika-chika, and looked up to see firelight flickering on and off. Someone was lighting the lanterns. The Osho stood in open-mouthed wonder, watched to see who it was. Then all at once, the lanterns lit up at the same time. Then there was a sound like pasatto, or the flapping of wings. He saw a dark figure standing at the very top of the pine tree fly off into the night sky. But thanks to the light of the dozens of lanterns, he saw that it was a tengu swishing his fan and taking flight. "Oh, it's been a tengu-sama who's been lighting the lanterns all these years for our ceremony. I'm so grateful. What a wonderful thing." The Osho faced the direction the tengu had flown, pressed his hands together in prayer, and bowed deeply. Soon people started arriving from all over. In the dark, the lights on the old pine tree lit up the temple with a magical and inviting glow, showing travelers the way as to not get lost. So many people made the trek, Zoro, 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 they came. The visitors were those from the town and those who were traveling along the Tokaido Road. All of them admired the soft firelight in the tree, saying how lovely the ceremony was going to be. But it wasn't just the visitors to the temple that admired the sight. Because the pine was so tall, residents of faraway villages, as well as older grandmas and grandpas who weren't strong enough to make the journey, all gazed upon it and placed their hands together. Even down where the Oi River meets the ocean, the fishermen in their boats would stop rowing and sit spellbound at the resplendent tree, offering up their own prayers. After the ceremonies ended on the final night, the paper lanterns all blew out at once. But this time, the Osho knew who was behind this magnificent gesture and couldn't stop thinking to himself, "We are all so indebted to the Tengu-sama who visits every 3 years. I wonder where it came from. I've never heard of a Tengu living in any hill or mountain around here." The monk walked into town and began asking people who lived there if they knew, but they too had never heard of a Tengu dwelling nearby. The Osho really wanted to thank it for himself and for all the visitors of the temple, so he set out in the direction he had seen it fly that first night, asking along the way anyone he came across if they were familiar with the Tengu-sama who lived in the area. "I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing," came all the replies. The Osho continued his search for many days and weeks, but in the end he returned back to Daizenji, having never found the answers to his questions. What kind of Tengu was it? Where did it live? And why did it so selflessly come to light up the old pine tree for the ceremony? Maybe the Tengu didn't want to be found. The Osho respected that, but looked forward to its next visit again in 3 years. The end. Oyasuminasai.